Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood tech whisperer, back with another episode of Your Phone is the Villain. Today, we're diving into something super important. Journaling. Yeah, I know, it sounds old school, like something your grandma would suggest after you complain about a bad day. But trust me, this ain't your average diary entry. We're talking about a powerful tool to break free from phone addiction and actually reclaim your mental space. Ever feel like your brain is a tangled mess of notifications, endless scrolling, and the pressure to be constantly connected? You know that feeling when you try to focus on something important, but your mind keeps jumping back to those little red badges on your apps? That's your phone hijacking your attention, my friend. But here's the cool part. Journaling can be your secret weapon against this digital chaos. It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain, clearing out the clutter and making space for clarity and focus. So, let's break down why journaling is a game changer for phone users and how you can make it work for you. Firstly, journaling helps you process emotions. We're bombarded with information and stimuli all day long, from social media updates to news headlines to endless emails. All that swirling noise can leave us feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and even anxious. Journaling gives you a safe space to unpack those feelings, put them into words, and understand them better. Think of it like therapy for your soul, but without the hefty price tag. Secondly, journaling promotes self-reflection. When was the last time you truly stopped and thought about your thoughts, your goals, and your values? We're so busy rushing through life that we often neglect this crucial aspect of self-awareness. By writing down your thoughts and feelings, you gain valuable insights into yourself, your motivations, and what truly matters to you. It's like having a deep conversation with your own inner voice, and trust me, it can be surprisingly enlightening. Thirdly, journaling helps you set intentions and track progress. We all have dreams and goals, but sometimes we struggle to put them into action. Journaling can help bridge that gap by giving you a tangible way to define your aspirations, break them down into smaller steps, and monitor your progress over time. Seeing those milestones written down can be incredibly motivating and keep you on track towards achieving your goals. Fourthly, journaling boosts creativity. Ever notice how sometimes when you're feeling stuck, the best ideas seem to come out of nowhere? That's because our brains need space to wander and explore new connections. Journaling provides that fertile ground for creativity to blossom. Write freely, without judgment or pressure, and let your thoughts flow onto the page. You might be surprised by what you discover. And lastly, journaling is a simple yet powerful way to reduce stress. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. When you take time to write down your worries and anxieties, you release them from your mind and gain a sense of perspective. This can be incredibly soothing, especially in our fast-paced world where stress seems to be lurking around every corner. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a busy college student who was drowning in notifications and feeling constantly overwhelmed. She was juggling classes, exams, extracurricular activities, and a part-time job all while trying to maintain a social life. She felt like her phone was constantly sucking up her time and energy, leaving her exhausted and unable to focus. Then she stumbled upon the power of journaling. Sarah started writing for just 10 minutes each day, jotting down her thoughts, feelings, and goals. She even used it to track her progress on projects and set daily intentions. Within a few weeks, Sarah noticed a dramatic shift. She felt calmer, more focused, and less stressed. She had more time for the things she enjoyed, and her academic performance improved significantly. It wasn't magic, it was simply the power of putting pen to paper and giving her mind the space it needed to breathe. So, what are you waiting for? Ditch those mindless scrolling sessions and grab a journal or even just use your phone's notes app. Start writing down your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. You might be surprised at how much journaling can transform your life. Remember, reclaiming your time and attention is possible one journal entry at a time. Ready to take the next step? Share your thoughts on this episode with me using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Let's keep the conversation going and inspire each other to break free from phone addiction and live more fulfilling lives. Until next time, stay mindful, stay curious, and remember, your phone isn't your boss.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.